Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 9.05 on the clock. Got your host, James, here. We are joined by Martha Bawara.
Good morning.
Getting you ready for your Friday and your weekend. Thank you so much for kicking it off with us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one. We're going to get into some entertainment news now. A little That Ain't Right stories and good news stories coming up a little bit later. All that to wrap things up. We'll lead you into Morning Magazine, where in part one today, we're going to welcome in Bettina Renard. She is the Elder Benefits Specialist over at the Aging and Disability Resource Center.
Nice.
I love talking with the ADRC.
Yep.
Great people over there.
Well, I was their neighbor there for a long time.
Yeah. And part two, we're going to talk to Stephanie Hartman, Executive Director of the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center.
Mm.
Art on Tap coming up. I want to talk with her about that. And just see how things are going for her in the new position and everything.
Great.
All that coming up for you. Also, since we're talking entertainment, we have got to let you know that tomorrow on these airwaves, Wisconsin Badger football.
Football.
Kicking off the start of the Big Ten part of the schedule, Wisconsin at the at Ohio State at the Horseshoe. Big game. Going to be a big one.
They're playing in a horseshoe.
They play in a literal horseshoe, Martha.
Goodness.
Yes.
Either they need many, many horseshoes, or that's a very small team of players.
One of the bigger games of the year for both teams.
It's a good game. It's a rivalry.
Yes, huge rivalry.
Wow.
Going to be a good one, and that will kick off on these airwaves. Our coverage will start at about 4:30. We'll be talking about it on Playmakers on Monday. Be sure to join us on Playmakers on Monday in the same time slot, 10 to 11.
Do you cover most of the Badger games?
All Badger games right here.
I needed you the other week. My father was visiting up in Stevens Point, and the only thing he wanted to do was listen to the Badger game,
right,
and
here.
We could not find it.
97.5 AM 1320.
Oh, I'm so glad to know that.
FM AM, we're on both. And we're streaming on TuneIn. We're streaming at WFHR.com.
You Fantastic.
Can catch us online, catch our podcast. Spread the word about that too, everybody.
Yeah.
Let people know that they can get us online now. We're streaming again. We were off that for a while. We're back on TuneIn. We're back
Great.
At our own website, streaming live and direct to your radios out there.
Live.
Getting into some entertainment news. This topic is one that's being covered by a lot of people, so I thought I feel a little cringy about it, but I thought, well, you know, I got to push past that. It's not about me. Let's go ahead and talk about it. But
if it's cringe, we need to talk about it.
Yeah. Yesterday it was announced that Betty White's personal items are being auctioned off.
Okay.
More than 1,600 of Betty White's possessions are on the auction block.
Oh, wow. Now, like all of her possessions.
Yeah, from now until Sunday. And BuzzFeed made a list of some of the more random items she has. Now, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, I do believe that a percentage of or a big percentage of the money from this is
going to animals.
Yeah. And so that's why I don't mind really diving into it. But it does feel, can we be honest, it feels a little cringy.
Yeah.
Everybody passes and everybody has stuff. So this isn't,
has it been a year yet? When did that happen?
This is not a year. I don't think it's been a year.
But she didn't have any children, if I recall.
No, I don't believe so.
So there may not be a ton of people.
No, she was married for a long time, but I don't think they did have kids.
Yeah.
I think that was part of the reason why she was so into animals and with her dog and everything. So some interesting items. A vintage RCA TV with a remote and an antenna on top. So
she still had it?
I guess if you just want to be able to say you owned, but you have Betty White's, you know, RCA, her VHS and all that.
People are turning those into aquariums. They're becoming statement pieces, and they're turning the TVs into aquariums.
Betty's Disney VHS collection.
That's
funny. Just boxes of VHS tapes, I imagine. Vintage leather baby shoes. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, we did.
That's kind of weird.
Foreshadowing, James. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
I wonder if people still do that. I'm curious.
Foreshadow?
Yeah, foreshadow. A little, not as much that. We're done with foreshadowing. Life is foreshadowing now. Betty's board game collection featuring the home edition of Password, of course, which was hosted by her late husband, Alan London.
Oh, there you go.
Alan London. An oil painting, Betty White from the 1950s. It's not clear if the painting is from the 50s, but it depicts Betty as she looked back then.
Back then, okay.
A bunch of moon landing memorabilia. She was, you know, certainly a big fan of that.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Experienced that, of course, and everything. Betty's wedding ring is up there. Wow.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Betty's bedroom door. Okay. Weird. All right. I guess, is it any weirder than some of these other things?
I don't know, but there are a lot of drag queens that are getting in line.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, yeah. Two panda watches. Okay. Betty's Golden Girls director's chair. Yes.
Oh, that's going to be a hot commodity.
Okay, that one I would want. Yeah, that one I would want. I'll admit that.
I didn't know she directed some of the episodes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's neat.
Again, one of the things that kind of got lost in her career.
Yeah.
The groundbreaking stuff she did for women in film, behind, in front of the camera, mm-hmm. all that.
Mm-hmm.
The ways that she pushed for women in the writer's room. And obviously the animal rights actions that she did and all those things. But yeah, and she was one of those early people that wanted to get behind the camera. And it took her, you notice, Betty didn't do that on like her earlier TV shows. She did it on Golden Girls. She didn't get a chance to do it until then. That mm-hmm. was only until around then that they were allowing more of that. I mm-hmm. say allowing, like, you know, but.
Oh, yeah, glass ceiling, absolutely.
Really, just game changer.
The other day, I happened upon a YouTube of Joan Rivers when Joan was sitting in for Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show, and she interviewed, and they were fantastic.
So
I mean,
good.
The comedy, the wit, the jokes, I mean, stands up today for anything you could see on TV.
A credit to Johnny, too, because Johnny saw that and fought the producers and everybody that said that they wanted this person or this guy or this guy or this guy. And Johnny said, no, I want Joan. Yeah. I want a woman.
That's
I want
cool.
her. And this particular woman in that.
Yeah.
And not exactly the most, like, roll over and die kind of comedian either. I mean, Joan Rivers, like, the one of the biggest pushback artists of all time. Like, if you weren't laughing at her jokes, sometimes that was kind of what she wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, she was trying to mess with you. She was trying. God, was she good.
Yeah, they were great. YouTube that.
And finally on this list, Betty's 2000 Cadillac Seville.
Oh, wow.
That'd be kind of cool, though.
That
I'll
was
admit,
pretty
that'd
cool.
That'd be kind of cool, though. Yeah, yeah. There's just some interesting stuff out there with that. There is a auction site.
I love
site.
Knowing that she had, even in 2000, a Cadillac Seville. She was like, let's stick with the stick with the Seville.
The auction, Julian's Auctions, that's who's hosting it. So if you wanted to look this up online, Julian's Auctions, that's where you could go to either bid or find out more about those.
Wow.
Looking at what's new on your small and your big screen this weekend. Let's start with the small screen. Today on Amazon, episode 5 of The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power.
We started watching that. My husband's a big old Lord of the Rings fan. I don't get behind those as much as I liked Game of Thrones and stuff, but it's good. It's a good series.
They were some of the earlier books I read, and I certainly like them and think they're great. I've watched every episode. I can't tell you a ton of what's going on, but I can tell you it is the most beautiful TV show I've ever seen in my life.
There's
everything
too
about
many
it,
plot lines happening right
there kinda
now.
There kind of is. But again, like, I almost encourage people to watch at least one episode just to see what I'm talking about, because I'm not exaggerating. Like, they spent $1 billion on this. Again, not an exaggeration.
Is that true?
Yes. they spent. And the other thing about this that's kind of crazy, that's not even the biggest thing they spent on. They bought the NFL package. They have the Thursday Night Football games. So they spent almost twice as much on that. And of all this, the funniest, scariest, weirdest thing of all of it, both of those things, they cannot make their money back on, and they're fine. They're fine. Because while I was talking, they just made their money back. They just made their money back. It's Amazon. I mean, they're as I just said that sentence, they just made another bit of their money back. Like,
I can see where this is going.
It's such a weird thing.
Yeah.
Most studios, Universal, Warner Brothers, any of the big dogs.
Well, Netflix right now, HBO right now are all kind of penny punching.
Even they have to do that. Where Amazon are like, let's make it a Lord of the Rings show. You know what?
Don't you hope that what that means is they're going to start doing some more experimental stuff? They're going to start being able, instead of doing, I mean, not to dismiss Lord of the Rings, but you know, stuff that is not tried and true already, that they'll start to push the envelope.
I was really hopeful they would do that with their NFL package and do some different announcers. You know, hey, you're Amazon. People are either going to come and watch it or not.
I thought you were going to say you were hoping that they were going to do that with the NFL package and we were just going to watch the cheerleaders play the games.
I would like to see some new announcers, some different voices out there. Amazon didn't really do that. Yeah. I do like who they have, and I like the announcers out there for the most part, but I just like to hear some new voices.
Sure.
with the TV show thing, the thing that Amazon is trying to do that they don't, the thing that they don't have that nobody else does is that hit. Netflix has their Stranger Things.
Oh,
you know, Hulu
right.
has The Handmaid's yes. Tale. There's every streaming service right. has had at least one big hit that they can put their mm-hmm. be the face of their franchise, if you're using another sports metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Amazon doesn't have that. They've had some shows that have had yeah. some success, but nothing really like blowing people away.
You know, and I don't, it's my instinct, but I don't think this Lord of the Rings is going to do that for them either.
Mm-mm. I don't think so either. And but they spent the money on it because right. they thought it would be that. I
right.
don't think it will be, although, again, it's a beautiful show. Like, it's just
beautiful.
Seamless. The graphics, the CGI, everything in it, I've never seen it like on that level
yeah.
before.
The elf ears.
It's just incredible. But yeah. but at the same time, like, I don't know if it's a hit. I don't know if, you know, if other than people like, you know, your husband and I that really are into that stuff, I don't know if anybody's going to really be into it.
I have to tell you that I do love fantasy. And if my husband wasn't the fan, then I wouldn't be watching it, I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Even three episodes in.
I get it. You're not alone on that one.
That's interesting.
Friday on Peacock, Minions, The Rise of Gru is up there. The 14th season of Shark Tank, the 45th season of 2020, both premiering tonight
we
on
ABC.
We
just talked about 20. This is the foreshadowing episode.
Yeah, it really
when
is.
When we have to title this one, it's going to be the foreshadowing.
45th season of 2020.
That's
wow.
crazy.
That is really something. On Sunday night, you'll have Sunday Night Football, Denver Broncos hosting the San Francisco 49ers.
Do they still say, are you ready for some football?
I think so. No, they got a different one now.
No, they have a different one.
And really, all of this is nice and everything. And on Sunday night, House of the Dragon episode 6 is going to be on
Game of Thrones. I haven't started that. Have
it's
you watched
bad.
That one?
It's not bad. I've enjoyed it. I'm going to keep watching.
Yeah.
Really, the only thing that really matters this weekend is Fox's animated sitcoms are coming back, and that means the 34th season premiere of The Simpsons. That's what really matters here. Let's put our focus where it really should be, people. 34 seasons.
That's crazy. And Bart still hasn't graduated to the next grade.
Still wearing the same clothes.
Unbelievable.
But I will say this, though. Their clothes are always clean. Marge is a great mom. She keeps her clothes very clean. Also,
Maggie,
the great
there's
North.
That big that Maggie finally took
yeah.
a step or something
yeah,
at some
yeah.
point, right? That
She's,
was a big
she
thing.
Talked and she had some words. The Great North, Bob's Burgers, and Family Guy also premiering
Bob's
along with
Burgers.
That. I love Bob's
so
Burgers.
So great.
Such a great show.
And one of the only shows that when you watch the live cast doing the voices, that it all makes sense. I can't even watch The Simpsons voice actors
oh, yeah, yeah.
and go, oh, that just all are the characters. Bob's Burgers, they just make sense. Even the mom, Linda, is voiced by a male actor, but it still makes sense.
Yeah. They changed the game with that because what they did was had the, you know, for decades, for really the whole existence of voice acting, Martha's in Stevens Point recording her parts.
Right.
I'm here in Rapids recording mine. They started having everybody in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a bunch of comedians in the same room, they're going to improv. They're going to be able to create creativeness that they can't do outside of, you know, when they're
totally.
In two different buildings. It's a game changer,
yep.
and now more animated shows are doing that. It's a really smart thing that they did, and it's such a fun show. New in theaters this weekend, what's new is what's old. For anyone who wasn't around in 2009, Avatar's out there.
Not what?
There are four like sequels in the works, quote-unquote, in the works for
really?
Avatar. So that is part of the reason they're releasing this, but it is really all about James Cameron's ego.
They've re-released it to theaters.
Yeah. This is so that they have... they say it's remastered in 4K. So there is that to it, to give credit where it is. But other than that, there's nothing new about
Were
this.
Were you a Amazon's, huge Avatar fan?
No. Couldn't care less.
I didn't understand why it was as huge as it was. You watch films like The Titanic, and you're like, oh, I understand why this is as huge as it is. I didn't get that one.
I didn't see anything fantasy-wise that was like game-changing, like create,
mm-hmm.
like that kind of creative. I've never seen anything like that. Like everything that about that show, like that movie, it seemed like, well, I saw them do this. I saw
mm-hmm.
them do this. I saw them do this. Like, I don't know. It's
re-release. Is there another example that you can think of that?
There's a couple, but the same not film? Very often.
No,
and it's usually only done like the 75th anniversary of The Godfather or something like that.
Oh, that makes sense.
This is being done again for James Cameron's ego, and so that he can have hopefully at the end of this a bigger. Top Gun recently broke the Avatar record for biggest selling movie of all time. And a couple months later, Avatar gets re-released in theaters. That's a coincidence? No. No, it is not a coincidence.
That's interesting.
That is, again, for James Cameron's ego.
I have seen so few of the iconic movies. And I did not see the first Top Gun, and because of that, I didn't see the second. And I need to.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to see it anyway, but
now I
really do. I
need to see who's called Goose, because yeah, I know somebody is.
Don't Worry, Darling, a psychological thriller starring Florence Pugh as a 1950s housewife who grows suspicious of her utopian town. It's the Stepford Wives kind of thing.
Okay, revisited, yeah.
The big thing that people are talking about is certainly the difficulty behind the scenes with the director, Olivia Wilde, and her cast.
Yeah, what is that all about? Yeah, I saw something weird. There was something going around
There's a bunch of relationship stuff and everything, I don't know. But a lot of people are crediting Harry Styles as acting in this. Like saying he did a really great job in it.
So. Because... Okay, sorry, this is getting a little page six. He's dating Olivia Wilde?
I think so. I think one of the, like, they were dating, or she was dating somebody, or I can't keep up with
those
that stuff.
Those two are dating
so
now.
I don't know, yeah. But the movie itself
I only think of him as, like, a 19-year-old, so I think that's the reason that it's weird.
Let's see here. And that's pretty much what's new in theaters this weekend. There is one that is in select theaters and on Apple TV Plus that I cannot wait to watch. And this movie should have been made 20 years ago. It's called Sidney. It's a documentary about legendary actor Sidney Poitier, who passed away earlier this year at the age of 94. He was the first African-American to win Best Actor Oscar, and his refusal to play a suburban role paved the way for black respect in Hollywood, for African-Americans to start getting better roles, getting better opportunities. Hey, I can play more than a drug dealer. Give me an opportunity to play a doctor. I know this show doesn't hold up the way it used to, but you don't have The Cosby Show.
Right.
Or some of these other incarnations
to
where we are now, where it is not a big deal to see a black man playing a doctor.
My name is Mr. Tibbs. His autobiography is one of the best that I've ever read. Measure of a Man.
Mm-hmm.
I highly
Great
recommend
book.
It.
Yeah. I get asked this all the time by students and sometimes fellow actors. We love to ask this one. Who's the greatest actor of all time? We do this all the time. And for me, there's two names because, there ain't a bigger Robin Williams fan in the world than me. But for me, there are two people that I can't pick between. Cary Grant and Sidney Poitier. They are the two greatest that I've ever seen do this work. What I strive to be every day of my life is just a glimpse of what Sidney Poitier or Cary Grant were. In part because they did real acting.
Yep.
They didn't. They
yes.
They knew that acting wasn't about trying to look cool or trying to be special or it being about them. They were trying to play real human beings. They got the craft. They got the art. And dang it, if you want to tell me that anybody can act and there's no art to acting, watch one scene of anything Sidney Poitier ever did. And you try to look me in the eyes and tell me that. That man was the greatest I've ever seen. Cary Grant is right there for me. Man, Sidney Poitier, just the best. And that documentary, it looks really good. I hope they did it justice. I hope they did his life justice.
That's so cool.
I wanted to wrap up our entertainment conversation talking a little bit about what we started the day with. The Theater Ensemble
Woo!
Has a fun new thing coming up in November. You are doing the Rocky Horror Picture, and really the Rocky Horror Experience is really what it
is. We call it the Extravaganza.
Yes, I like
it
that.
It is the Rocky Horror Picture Show Shadow Cast Live, so you get to see the movie while simultaneously we have live actors that are also doing all of the musical numbers and performing in character, and it's the audience is, for those of you that have not experienced the experience, there are call outs and you're shouting at stage and the actors are coming to you and you're being brought up to stage and there's props and you're throwing things and you're wearing things and it's just fantastic.
It is a show it's going to be taking place over November 4th and 5th, 8 o'clock at Rookie's Sports Bar and Brill in Sports Bar and Pub in Stevens Point. I really can't talk talk
sports
today.
Sports bar and pub.
My voice is going, and I'm really trying to keep it around
for
another.
Your job doesn't require anything like vocalization.
It's not like I got to talk or anything for a living. I'll be perfectly fine. Can you do a good James impression, Martha? Maybe I'll have you impersonate me. This is going to be a fun show.
I love boxing.
That's pretty good. Thank you. You don't have to bring props. You can get them right there.
The props are going to be there for you. So it's meant to make it as easy for newbies as is possible as well. So everybody can enjoy the experience in the same way.
Whether you've seen it 10 times or you've never seen it before, you are going to enjoy this experience, the Rocky Horror Picture Show Extravaganza. You can find out more and get ready for this by going to thetheaterensemble.org. Thetheaterensemble.org. Be sure to like that. Bookmark that page and keep up to on all the great things that they're doing over there. And you're going to have to work with me again sometime, Martha. I'm getting over there to something.
You have to.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and get into some That Ain't Right stories. Good stories of the day and plenty more on Mornings on WFHR.
It's the countdown to the 2022 annual Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest, October 1st and 2nd at Riverside Park in Nakusa. It's two pumpkin-packed days of fun, including pumpkin carvers, carnival rides, music, and free children's games and pumpkin painting. Saturday features the Great Pumpkin Weigh-Off, and the Pumpkin Rolling Contest is on Sunday. Enjoy the Antique Tractor and Small Engine Show on Saturday with a giant pumpkin drop at 5 p.m. Sunday is the Antique and Classic Car, Truck, and Motorcycle Show, and another giant pumpkin drop at 4 p.m. Enjoy the vendors and crafts, carnival attractions and rides, along with all the farmer and flea market booths and products. Be sure to get your 2022 Giant Pumpkin Fest raffle tickets available on site. Enjoy the police canine demonstration each day and monster fire truck. There's tons of food and fun for the entire family at the 2022 Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest, Saturday, October 1st and Sunday, October 2nd at Riverside Park in Nakusa. You can find all the event information online at NakusaGiantPumpkinFest.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 63. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows level off around 48. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 63, cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 46.
Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there.
You just misnamed me.
I said Melissa, didn't I?
Yes, you did. I'm going to forgive you because I know she's your norm.
I was looking at Melissa's news coming up. And I saw her name, and that's what did the M's for me. The other day, I was writing a commercial, and I wrote the wrong date. I wrote my mom's birthday on there because I was talking to my daughter about her grandma's birthday. And I've been doing that a little bit lately, a little too much. Not happy about that. I am happy.
That's right, Paul. I like being here with you.
Yes. we have some That Ain't Right stories to get to. This one, this is an interesting one, but it's just as interesting as how often this happens. Animal control officers in Massachusetts came to the rescue of a 5-week-old kitten that spent days trapped inside the wall of a home.
Oh.
The Dedham Police Department said in a Facebook post that animal control officers responded to a home where a resident had heard a kitten crying for a few days before realizing the sound was coming from inside a wall.
That's crazy. But the call
was coming from inside the house.
Didn't have like a litter of kittens. It was just a rando kitten.
That's what it's looking like. The officers determined the kitten was trapped inside an opening in the exterior wall. Officers attempted to lure the cat out with food. The baby feline fled back. The officers were finally able to block the opening behind the kitten and get it to coax it out with food. The kitten, now dubbed Ronan, was taken to the Animal Rescue League for care and veterinary attention. The feline will eventually be up for adoption. But that is maybe the weirdest part of this, is that, yes, she did not own cats. She has not ever owned cats. She did not know where this cat came from. It just kind of ended up
This cat was just bopping around, probably smelled something or chasing a mice or a mouse or something like that, and kind of ended up behind there. And it's a weird story, but you, if you've paid attention or if you've ever like worked at a shelter or anything like that,
you do a lot of work with that. Yeah,
you've heard these stories before. Like cats get stuck in walls all the time.
That's
like
crazy.
I wouldn't say it's an everyday thing, but it's certainly like almost a couple of times a year
unforeseen,
thing.
Unforeseen. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a weird thing. And look, I'm not about to start telling cats what to do. But I do think, you know, maybe, you know, this isn't really working out for you guys. Because every time you got to get rescued. Like, I don't know what the plan was here with the feline population or anything. But
maybe we don't know that in actuality, they're in the walls all the time.
Yeah.
And only
2%
of the time do they actually get stuck.
That wouldn't shock me with cats. I like cats, like especially like kittens. It's hard to be in a bad mood around a kitten.
It's hard not to like a kitten.
Yeah. But I do love also the fact that cats, like the attitude of most cats. Like one of my favorite jokes about cats, you know how you can tell the world isn't flat? Cats would have knocked everything off it by now. It's one of the greater jokes I've heard, especially about flat earthers.
The joke only plays to the cat level on a secondary.
any chance, in the back of my head, anything that makes fun of flat earthers, I'm always going to laugh at. But that's the one group of people. Like I'm
what
open-minded.
What about the we're riding on the back of a large tortoise?
You know what? I will listen to that.
That is
a
tattoo
to
you
the
would
flat
get.
Earther. Yep, yep.
That
right.
is 100%
big back piece. Big
of a tattoo that you would get. I can see it.
We're going to take a break. See what I mean? My mouth is not working.
We're going to bleed. Blaking?
We are going to take a break, and we're going to go to Martha's news. No, I'm joking. We're going to Melissa's news. See, it's only fair if I do it both ways. I did that
accident. You did it again.
Yeah. Melissa's news here. We'll come back and get into some more That I Write stories and some more fun stuff on mornings on WFHR.
From the Comfort Air Heating Cooling Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news on WFHR. The CDC is reporting a rise in STD cases, with 2.5 million reported cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis in 2021. Wisconsin has seen cases increase 6.6% overall. While chlamydia is the most common STD reported, syphilis cases have jumped 99% since 2020. This includes congenital syphilis, which passes from mother to baby at birth. Healthcare providers are hoping education and testing can keep rural areas in Wisconsin from seeing the increase in outbreaks that are happening in larger metropolitan areas. STD testing should be part of a yearly physical, or individuals with symptoms should seek out testing. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families has increased the funding for their pilot program, Partner Up, announcing yesterday that 88 more businesses will be receiving grants. The program, funded by the Federal American Rescue Plan Act, provides funding to businesses to help finance childcare for their employees for 1 year. Last year, DCF surveyed 1,000 businesses and found that 73% of respondents thought employers should offer healthcare assistance. That includes 65% of business owners and 84% of employees. With close to 200 businesses receiving a grant from Partner Up, state officials hope this pilot program will produce the data showing childcare assistance is a way to address labor shortages and retain workers. The long-term goal of the program is to develop a system where families, businesses, and the state all contribute to the cost of childcare. Health officials at Aspirus are encouraging parents to adjust their children's backpacks to prevent injuries this school year. It's easier to throw one strap over a shoulder when they're in a hurry, but this can cause neck, shoulder, and back injuries, especially if the backpacks are heavy. When not fitted properly or overloaded, backpacks can cause children to lean too far forward or backward while wearing it. Physical therapists are encouraging parents to instruct children on how to properly wear a loaded backpack, lift with their knees, and keep the heaviest objects close to the spine to prevent injuries. Congressional candidate Brad Paff visited Stevens Point on his campaign tour with a stop at the Portage County Democratic Party headquarters on Thursday. Wisconsin State Treasurer Sarah Godlewski accompanied him on his visit. Paff discussed his platform for Congress, including his plan to reinvest in manufacturing, help out farmers, and codify Roe v. Wade into law. He is running against Republican Derek Van Orden for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District for the seat being left by Ron Kind. Kind announced in August 2021 he would not be seeking re-election. A 3,000-year-old canoe was recovered on Thursday from Lake Mendota in Madison, dating back to 1000 BC. The Wisconsin Historical Society maritime archaeologists, along with partners from Wisconsin's Native Nations, excavated the canoe from the lake Thursday morning. An archaeologist had found the 14.5-foot dugout canoe made from a single piece of white oak in the lake bed during a recreational dive in May. Members of the Ho-Chunk and Bad River tribes were present when archaeologists and skilled volunteers hand-excavated the canoe. It will be cleaned and preserved at the State Archive Preservation Facility by tribal members and society staff. News brought to you by Comfort Air, heating, cooling.
It's election season. Don't miss any of the political action at the state capitol or beyond with Wiz Politics, Wisconsin's premier political news service. Monitor news in this crucial election year through a new portal highlighting the state's status as a battleground state. Go to battlegroundwisconsin.com and sign up for free updates. That's battlegroundwisconsin.com, a service of Wiz Politics.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes. Another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
Six more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Buckeyes in the Big Ten opener. Our coverage begins at 4:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Overcast skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 63. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, scattered rain showers likely, lows level off around 48. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 63, cloudy skies expected.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 46.
Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. We hope you're having a good Friday out there. Happy Friday, everybody.
T-G-I-F.
James and Martha here with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. We're going to get into another That Ain't Right story. At least I think it might be one. You can judge yourselves. Use the morning show play at home version
play-at-home
that we got,
version.
Everybody.
Yep.
And you can decide if this is a That Ain't Right story or not. If you like Pepsi and s'mores, this may be the best news of the year for you and a good story of the day.
I'm interested.
Pepsi just announced three new flavors, chocolate, toasted marshmallow, and graham cracker.
Wait, there are sodas that are those flavors?
Yeah. They come in individual cans, and the idea is that you can mix them to create a s'mores soda. Interesting how you have to buy three separate sodas to be able to make this happen. The interesting marketing choice by Pepsi
there. I have so many questions, but the first thing, I wanted to dismiss this offhandedly as a marketing technique, which of course it is, no matter what. But then what popped into my brain is when you do those gourmet jelly beans, the Jelly Bellies or whatever, they give you recipes, and you put your four whatevers in your mouth, it really does taste like that thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, okay, so I wonder.
And people do like
doing
that stuff.
Why do you want to drink a s'more, though?
I if I'm going to take the time for a s'more, it's to eat one, not drink one.
Right?
And
this is perfect s'mores weather.
It is now the time of year they're doing this is perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that part is smart marketing. But I will say this, and I should have done this in the beginning of the article, and I want to apologize to our audience. You expect journalistic integrity out of
me. James, apologize to your audience.
I am apologizing right now for not giving
right
my journalistic
now,
integrity.
Apologize to your
audience. I apologize because I should have said beforehand when I was a kid, Jolly Good Soda.
Uh-huh.
Great soda, company, all that. And you used to be able to make your own 12-pack.
Yes, sure.
And my Nan and Papa let me and my sister do this, and we thought we were a king and queen. Like, we'd never seen anything like this before. And I'm grabbing all these sodas, and they got a green pina colada one,
totally.
And I loved it. And they had a chocolate soda. And I flipped out because, like most people, I love chocolate.
Right.
And soda? Wonderful. Sign me up. I'm 13. Of course I want a chocolate soda. And it's a hot day, and I get there, and it's cold, and I open that thing up, and I down like half that can, and I can still taste it. It haunts me, Martha. Like, there are horror movies that have not bothered me nearly as much as that Jolly Good soda. And I love Jolly Good. I'm not saying anything bad about Jolly Good, but chocolate soda, not my thing.
Not your thing? So that's because you don't want it in that form. Mm-hmm. Although, wait, we love hot chocolate, so I can't say we don't want it in liquid form.
I think the hot part is the difference maker. I think it is.
You probably drink chocolate milk, though.
Uh-huh. Well, that's the other thing. My favorite thing to drink in the world is chocolate milk.
Is it?
Yes. That's my drink of choice.
Excuse me. I need to revamp my my James impression. Boxing and chocolate milk.
God, you're good. There's two of me in the room.
It's like there's two of us.
The mixing is an important part of the process. If you've been to one of those novelty soda shops, you know they could have just made a s'more soda. Pepsi wants to try to wants
Make
you to
you
try
buy more.
Yes, Pepsi wants you to try whatever proportions you want, and they've suggested three different recipes for three different spins on the s'mores. And as exciting as this may be, there's no indicator that it'll be available in stores yet. For now, Pepsi is sending kits with all three sodas to 2,000 winners who share how they s'mores on Instagram and on Twitter and all that.
Oh, well, I'll tell you how I s'mores. Mm-hmm. I s'mores with some peanut butter on my gram.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've heard of that before.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
Peanut butter on the gram.
Interesting.
Keeps also the chocolate on the gram and then melted.
I do like
golden.
I like that. I'll try that.
Marshmallow.
I like that. I like trying different chocolates too, because I mean, mm-hmm. Hershey's is what most of us use, mm-hmm. and it's great. There's a reason why most of us use it. It's the standard.
Well, and if you don't have a jar of peanut butter at your disposal, then you just get a Reese's peanut butter cup, and then you don't have to add the chocolate as well.
Well, and the greatest proportioning of chocolate and peanut butter is done by Reese's. Every one of their products, they get the portions right on that one. I kind of like where you're going with those things, though, because that actually, I mean, it's hard to reinvent soda. I mean, everything's been done in the soda game.
Well, and what's interesting to me is that we continue to use the same flavors.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe there's a soda flavor out there. Like, Coke didn't exist. Well, we're talking about Pepsi. Pepsi didn't exist before somebody's like, let's try a cola.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, why are we only ever, and I love a good pumpkin spice, but why do we only have pumpkin spice flavored things now and s'mores flavored things now and, you know, cinnamon bun flavored things now? Why don't you try to make a new soda that's just a soda?
It's very similar to what Hollywood has always dealt with. We're walking that line of being creative and taking chances, and I'm spending millions on this. It better make my money back.
Right.
I want a sure hit.
Right.
I want a sure thing. What worked before?
Right.
Let's do a prequel. Let's do a sequel. Like,
do you know
that
who's good at both of those? Oreo.
Yep.
Oreo's great at saying, hey, we know you already like these flavors, but Oreo's also great at saying things like, hey, let's try carrot cake Oreo.
Right.
Now, which I have not tried. I don't know if it's any good. But I respect the
absolutely.
The creativity there.
I'm with you on that. Yeah. First up, they might be the best at it, but they also approach it the right way. They realize
you know what, this may not make our money back, but we'll be okay. We'll make it back in this one. Or we'll discontinue it and we'll put this one out
there. Well, yeah, we'll try it and see what sticks.
They've been really, like, in tune with their audience when it comes to that. And it's kind of funny to think that a cookie company is doing a better job than that than some movie studios right. are. Like, that's kind of sad in a way, but it's also kind of cool and good on them.
Also amazing that the Oreo, the traditional original Oreo, is always going to be the best Oreo. Oh,
it really is. I will say that, like, my favorite cookie is a chocolate covered Oreo, but it's just an Oreo. It's just
very nice.
And there's those things are amazing. They're amazing.
Very nice. Well, do you the white chocolate or the
no? That's my dad. I'm not into white chocolate. I don't know. It gives me almost a headache.
Yeah?
White chocolate. I don't know why.
It's super sweet.
Yeah, there's something about it. Like, mm-hmm. I very little bits I can eat it. Mm-hmm. But even that, it doesn't sit well with me. For some reason, I don't know why. I've never really looked too into it. But I do like a good chocolate-covered Oreo. We'll take a break. Do you have a favorite cookie? Do you have a go-to cookie?
Oreos. Yeah. Although I love oatmeal raisin cookies. I'm one of those few people that if there's a good-looking oatmeal raisin cookie, I'm all
right
about
on,
that.
Right on. My sister is the same way. Yeah, she loves those, too. We'll take a break. We'll come back and take you to the top of the hour and wrap up the show on Mornings on WFHR.
Quality Foods puts you first. No self-checkouts here. Get the groceries you want, bagged, and loaded in your car if you'd like. That's quality service from real people you can expect. Delivery and pickup are available at West Grand. Visit QualityFoodsWisRapids.com. Or if you can't order online, just call West Grand and they'll take it. Don't forget the deli for delicious meats, cheese, salads, and complete hot and cold meals. Quality Foods, West Grand and Baker Drive, locally owned and putting you and the community first.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
That was beautiful, Robert. Now Stephanie will recite her wedding vows.
Robert, I really hit the jackpot the night I met you. We're a winning pair. It was a long shot, but bingo, there you were. The real deal. What are the odds? It was like hitting six numbers on a quick pick, an inside straight on the river, triple sevens on the first pull. I love that you're a joker. Your cute little shuffle. And those gorgeous snake eyes just sweeten the pot. You've always been there when the chips are down. You put the fantasy in my fantasy sports. You're my daily double, my perfecta.
Can't get gambling off your mind no matter what you're doing? If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
The Devil's Advocates.
Well, if the rapture comes, I hope they take me and leave Dom.
If the rapture comes, we'll be here tomorrow, Mike, taking your calls. We certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
Come on, man. You must mean the royal we.
So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Hey, if you want to go meet your maker, Crudy, don't let me stop you.
I'm your maker.
844.
You've already met him.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 63. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 48. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 63. Overcast. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 50.
Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Martha and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour and make sure that you are ready for your weekend.
I want to know why you got to locally grow so much taller than I got to locally grow.
Just, you know, jeans. That's it. Just jeans.
It feels like you had better dirt than I did.
We have sort of a That Ain't Right story here. Didn't have a clear-cut That Ain't Right story so much today, but we have some that are kind of around that. And
This is interesting. This week in science, how many ants would you guess there are in the world? How many ants are in the world? I know I have... I have almost 10 aunts.
You have Aunt Judy, Stacy. Yep.
I have my Aunt Karen, my Aunt Sandy, my Aunt... That's not the kind of ants they're talking about. I apologize, everybody. I misunderstood
the
article.
Many ants?
Insect ants. That makes a little more sense, actually. that probably works out more. Whatever you're thinking, it's more than that. You can double it.
I know that there are a few trillion just on my driveway.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So if we have to times that by as many driveways as there are in the world, I'm going to say a lot of ants.
A study in Germany put the number at 20 quadrillion ants. That's 20 trillion or about 2.5 million ants for every human.
And do not step on one of their hills because... A billion of those will be on your foot.
Yeah.
In a matter of seconds.
They, if they ever decide to take over, it's done. We're done as a species. We had a good run, everybody, but it's over.
No more picnics.
No more. No. Or if ants take over, is that all there is? Is picnics? Like, they keep us humans around, but all we can do is have picnics? Like, that's it? Just constantly give one more picnic after picnic just so they can get their food. So I just thought that was kind of an interesting
quadrillion
thing.
Quadrillion, what you said?
20 quadrillion.
Quadrillion.
A wild picture of Neptune has been brought out thanks to the James Webb telescope.
Did you say a wild?
Yeah, wild picture of Neptune. Because the picture that we have always had in our heads of Neptune is a bit of a darker planet. You know, it's got, maybe some people know it has rings around it. Other people are blown away by that.
Oh.
But, Neptune, the actual like look of Neptune, like the actual photos, it is one of the most beautiful things you will ever see.
So they're using the term wild, like the same way that you would say this is a picture of a lion in the wild.
Yes.
And
yes.
Meaning there's some astronaut floating through space with a Polaroid.
Real, like, yeah, yeah. Now with this James Webb telescope, we're able to take, like, it's essentially as if you and I were floating in space and taking a picture with our phone of Neptune. Like, that's able to do with this. It's insane. And the way Neptune looks... It's ghostly beautiful.
But that is the quintessential sci-fi depiction of like distant planet, isn't it?
Very true. Yeah. NASA released audio of a meteorite crashing into Mars, and so that was kind of interesting.
Wow.
It's the first audio recording of something hitting another planet.
Wow.
Which is really fascinating if you know anything about how planets are created, because that's pretty much how planets get made, is one planet running into another in these things.
And I just learned that, you know, they've been hypothesizing for so long how we could learn how we could live on the moon, but that they said there's some of the craters that are large enough that they stay insulated to allow for less of a change in temperature, so that if you wanted to set up a colony inside one of those craters, we could plausibly live on the moon.
It's fascinating.
It's crazy.
The rings of Neptune consist primarily of five principal rings that were first discovered back in 84, but now we're actually able to see what these are.
See,
and
it all
a little
comes
more
back
defined.
To Tolkien.
It does.
Getting
it does. Yeah. More the rings. And we got some other good stories of the day, too. This one is becoming, let's hope it becomes a trend, because this is the second story in as many weeks we've done similar to this. This is quite interesting. A dynamic duo from Wall Street has just passed a huge milestone in charitable history, completely paying off the medical debt for some 3.6 million Americans. A do-good revolution from the two guys who used to be debt collectors themselves.
Holy cow.
It was the Occupy Wall Street movement that first stirred the hearts of Jerry Ashton and Craig Antingo in 2011. A chance encounter down in Zucchini Park inspired Ashton and Tico to join a small group who were determined to make a difference by paying off the medical and student loan debts for random strangers whom they never met. It's called the Rolling Jubilee. Capitalizing on the spotlight of the Occupy protesters were attracting, the two men managed to raise enough in donations from their peers to help the Jubilee buy up and clear $40 million in overdue accounts.
Do you know what's amazing to think of it is that there are a handful of human beings in the world who could each do that, who could just pay the $40 million and not even know it's gone from their account.
Yeah, not even. It wouldn't even bother. It wouldn't slow them down 1 second.
That's
yeah.
beautiful.
So Ben, that was back in 2000.
That's just like I love those holiday stories of when somebody walks into Walmart and just pays for all the stuff that's on layaway.
That's one of my dreams. Oh. That's honestly one of my dreams, to do something like that. You know, not tell anybody, not let anybody know I did it. Yeah. Just go and do it. Like, or back when I was a kid, there were some people that paid off like a layaway. I don't even know if they have layaway anymore, but that kind of thing. Yeah. That's a literal dream of mine. I love
so
that stuff.
Beautiful.
So they did that back in 2011. Then in 2015, GNN reported that the former debt collectors had wanted to keep the effort going on their own and set out to replicate the Occupy success. They were hoping to raise about $14 million to clear $1 billion of outstanding debt. At the time, they had only amassed about $74,000. Some hospital, but they were in, ended up able to get there. And now there's a...
Are these two guys on Wall Street? Because the headline started with...
Yeah, they were. They were on Wall Street. Okay. They were debt collectors themselves.
Yeah.
So RIP Medical Debt comes into the picture and offers $5,000 in immediate payment to take that claim off their hands because of all this debt being collected by them then. Mm-hmm. And then in 2016, talk show host John Oliver, former of The Daily Show, donated $15 million to cover unpaid medical accounts for RP Medical Debt on his live TV show. I'll never forget that.
I saw that episode.
Never forget it. I've watched every episode of his. He does some of the best reporting in the world.
He wins that Emmy every year, to the point that you actually feel bad for the other guys.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, he's so good though. They're now off operating on a different planet. $6.7 billion with a B of medical debt has been erased by these exceptional money hounds, easing the financial burdens of 3.6 million Americans, or around 1% of the entire country's population.
Can you imagine? And there are so many people, hopefully even people in our community, who opened a letter that just said, you're done.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry. And this might be, I mean, this is one of the things that in other countries, they just don't believe. I have many friends and relatives who live in other countries. And when they understand that we don't have socialized medicine, they understand we have to have insurance, but they also don't understand what the bills are after that.
Right.
So that you might lose your loved one and you're still on the hook for $1 million. Like, that is something that is difficult for the rest of the world to contemplate.
This article also touches on Mackenzie Scott's donating spree following her divorce from Jeff Bezos. Miss Scott donated $50 million to medical debt.
I didn't know she's been doing...
And I'm a foolish romantic, okay? But you can make the argument the greatest thing Jeff Bezos did for the planet was getting divorced, because this woman has been donating way more than he ever did. He's busy trying to get into the atmosphere. She's actually doing some good.
Doesn't that tell you something about what the relationship troubles were, too?
Oh, yeah.
That she's sitting there across their dining room table on their yacht going, yes, but if you give $40 million, then all of those other people don't have medical. And he's like,
He's too busy overcompensating and trying to get into the atmosphere. He's not even trying to get to the moon. He's trying to get to the atmosphere.
Don't you wish that we could at least go back to the robber baron era where Musk and Bezos decide that their mind's bigger competition is going to be based off of who does the best for the most people?
Yeah. That would have been nice. Richard Branson was doing a lot of that at one point, and then he got caught up in the whole space thing and everything. Look, I love space. I think it's really cool. We got a lot going on this rock. Let's get this. Let's take care of our own backyard before we go trying to get to Mars and everything. We got a lot here that needs to be done. I'm not saying that, you know. I actually do agree with rich people kind of, hey, let's go to Mars and putting the money into that, because we got to put our focus in other things. Let the rich people do that.
And
go through all the bumps and bruises of it and everything. And then by the time they got that figured out, NASA can come in and do their thing. We got too many other important things to do. That stuff is important. I'm not making light of it.
Yeah.
We got bigger fish to fry.
Man, though, what a great story. What an easy way to efficiently and immediately better the lives of thousands and thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah.
A retired cop dove into a lake in North Carolina on Wednesday and pulled someone from a sinking car.
Oh my gosh.
It was a convertible, but the top was up, of course. You know, the one thing that couldn't have gone wrong for the guy. He unbuckled their seatbelt and got them out. Then someone on a boat jumped in and helped get them to the dock.
Wow.
And again, not just a retired police officer. It's a great story right there. Beautiful. Way to be. A woman in Wales thought she'd found the perfect gift for her son-in-law.
I'm sorry, did you say there's a woman in a whale?
Yeah. So a woman in a whale in Wales. She's at a thrift stop. She thinks she found the perfect gift for her son. A KFC-branded coffee mug with the name Shane on it. His name is Shane, and he's a huge KFC fan. So she bought it for him, because what are the chances? But then his face dropped when she gave it to him. It turned out he was the one who donated it a few days earlier.
He didn't want it anymore.
That's hilarious. That's what are the odds of that happening? That is too good.
He's a huge KFC fan. What's he doing getting rid of that mug?
I mean, yeah. Or maybe mom didn't realize how big that he's not that big of a fan. Again, one more time, I want to remind everybody that the Rocky Horror Picture Show, the experience extravaganza being put on by the Theater Ensemble, is coming up November 4th and 5th at Rookie's Sports Bar and Pub in Stevens Point. Find out more about this and bookmark the page, thetheaterensemble.org. Encourage you to do that. Martha, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you. Love it.
You have a great weekend. We'll talk again. We'll have you on real soon, okay?